Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, and I'm glad you're here. I'm glad Bill Hubbard is here, too, folks. William S. Hubbard is our good friend and a longtime member of our Brain Trust, the author of The Battle Over Workplace Privacy and The Medical Privacy Rule. He is the author of other books as well and other programs on human resources. But more importantly, he's our good friend. Bill, welcome back to the show.
Good morning. Always glad to be here.
It's good to have you back. Bill, one of the things that a lot of small business owners don't think about, too many don't think about, is the fact that as employees work with us, we give them access. We not only train them, we not only give them information and experience and knowledge and I've told my employees before, I've said, you know what, you're going to get stuff here. This what I'm giving you right now is stuff that you can use wherever you go, as long as you live. And, you know, congratulations, Merry Christmas, Happy New Year. Mm-hmm. And, no problem. But then there are some things that we stick in our employees' heads that are proprietary, aren't they?
Yes, they are.
It's our own intellectual property. It's our own trade secrets. And that we don't want other people to know how we do things, how we bid jobs, what kind of margins we use, who our customers are, who our prospects are, et cetera, et cetera. We don't want that shared to anybody. And so how do we protect, how do we differentiate between those two things, and how do we protect our own property?
Well, there's a lot of issues here, and certainly an experienced employee who has gained a lot of knowledge and a lot of experience working in the field, working in the trade, there's a lot of information that they have that's very valuable to them as an individual, is valuable to you as the employer. It's general, what I'll call general trade knowledge, that basically they can take that trade knowledge and experience, and they can go from company to company, job to job, and that's an expected situation that it's kind of themselves as their own personal commodity, and they have a reasonable right to market and present that to other employers. So that's one side of the picture. The other side of it is some of the elements that you've identified that are pricing issues, customer issues, formulas, unique aspects relating to your particular business that the employee has a reasonable obligation to protect and not to disclose that information.
We got two problems here, though, Bill. Number one, the employees don't always know that they now are in possession of stuff that need to be protected. And the reason they don't know it is because many times their employers don't know that.
And we haven't told them. That's true.
That's right.
So it's important for the employer to recognize these issues. And then the thing that, of course, that I would recommend at a very minimum level is to define and communicate a policy to the employee that says, these issues are private, confidential information. You have a responsibility to protect this confidential information. Don't disclose it. Don't disclose it. Don't be talking about it in the bar after hours.
Mm-hmm.
Don't be taking documents or papers out of the workplace or computer files out of the workplace and allowing this information to be inappropriately disclosed. So take precautions to protect this information, because it's essential to our business. If it gets out, it could threaten our livelihood.
When I worked for Xerox many years ago, they had a campaign they called "Don't Spill the Beans."
Mm-hmm.
And even though I wasn't given access in those days to any kind of high level stuff with the company, I did have a lot of pricing and a lot of our market strategy information that we didn't want the competition to have.
Sure.
And that they gave me. And so, you know, what the point they made many times was, you know, don't, if two of you are on an elevator in a building, don't discuss, you know, what you're planning to do out loud. You don't know who is next to you in an elevator. Maybe it's the brother of one of your competitors or whatever.
Yeah.
You know, at restaurants, keep your voice down. Don't, that sort of thing. Don't assume that there aren't people listening.
That's very true, and I've caught myself a lot of times having a discussion, and you know, with your spouse or your friend, and you're talking about work. And of course, the nature of my work in consulting is I'm dealing with different firms and their problems. And on the one hand, I'm talking on a professional level on an issue, but I have to exercise tremendous caution not to disclose particular details that could identify that employer or identify individual employees in terms of whatever that issue is, and speak more in terms of general or just kind of generic kind of terms describing an issue or describing a problem or a solution to that problem. So it certainly is a real key area for employees to recognize that they need to protect that unique confidential information for the employer. Then the thing that I would recommend is to identify what these issues are, define a policy to the employee, communicate that to the employee, and make sure that all of your employees, in whatever their job is, they have some basic understanding of what these responsibilities are, and that if they have a question or an issue comes up, that they should come into management and identify what that concern is or their problem, and guide them through that process so that it isn't going to adversely affect the business.
And they need to be, it needs to be explained to them, they need to be told how they're expected, and not in general terms, but in specific terms, how they're expected to behave. You now are in possession of confidential information, proprietary information of this company. This piece of information over here is yours. We're giving it to you. You can use it for the rest of your life. This information belongs to me. I expect you to protect it.
And this,
you know,
is
you
part
identify
of
what... the, you differentiate between training and proprietary information.
Yes, that's the key part of it, is to specify what that information is, and to provide instructions in terms of how to handle it, how to disclose it, when to disclose it to whom, and how that information is to be stored and protected. Because, again, a lot of times we have confidential information, and if it's just lying out on the top of a desk somewhere and somebody comes by, maybe within the organization there's disclosures that should not occur. And likewise, if you have customers that come into the workplace, you need to protect that information so that it's not available for viewing by customers or vendors that, again, should not be seeing that information.
We're going to take a break in a few seconds, and when we come back, Bill, I want you to help us understand how to put all this down on paper, how to get it in writing, how to make it official, not just a part of the culture, not just a general understanding, not just basic instruction, but actually something that is on paper and is actionable if someone violates it. And we'll do that right after these messages. Bill Hubbard is our guest. That's H-U-B-B-A-R-T-T. I'm Jim Blassingame, and my name's too long to spell in the few seconds I got left. I'll be back.
Do it or die now. Stand your ground. Don't let your bad breaks go getting you down. Even when times get rough.
We're back. It's 23 after the hour. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate. And we're having a great visit with our good friend William S. Hubbard. Bill Hubbard is... The guy we turn to, folks, when we need to know the answers about human resources, and has been doing this now since the very beginning, at least 8.5 years, Bill, and we appreciate the time that you've given us. And, folks, I encourage you to – Bill does a lot of work virtually with folks all across the country. If you need to some HR information, that's what he does for a living. If you need some direction, some help, if you need some policies that you'd like to implement, you don't have to have somebody face-to-face to work with you. And so I encourage you to check out Bill and use his services. And I know he'll answer a quick question for you if you have it. He won't charge you anything, but don't take advantage. Just put him on the clock, and you'll be glad that you did. Bill, give us that website, please.
It's www.hubbart.com, and that's H-U-B-B-A-R-T-T.
Why don't you go ahead and give us a phone number?
630-513-9494.
All right.
The line is currently occupied, but we'll be happy to talk to you after the program.
Yeah, he can't talk to you right now, folks. Okay, Bill. You know, we talked earlier, we danced around this thing about, here's what we're giving you. Here's our intellectual property. This is different from just regular training on product information, product knowledge, the industry, that kind of thing. this part of what we're telling you now is proprietary. It belongs to me. It belongs to this company. And I expect you to protect it. And I don't expect you, even when you leave, if you leave my employ, I don't expect you to share it with anybody. And it is possible, Bill, to put that in writing and to attempt to protect that, isn't it?
Yes, it is. And that, as I mentioned at the first segment, at the very minimum, define and communicate a policy. But a lot of firms take this step even one step further and identify and develop and create one or more or different types of employment agreements where these issues are defined basically in a legal document. It talks about non-compete issues or talks about non-solicitation issues or non-disclosure issues or copyright ownership issues, and it very clearly defines who owns what and what happens in relation to that information and what you're allowed to do or not allowed to do in terms of subsequent disclosure of that information. So certainly if you're hiring design people, if you're hiring engineering people, if you're hiring salespeople, if you're hiring chief executive or management personnel, these are a lot of the occupations where these kinds of issues are very frequently going to be encountered, and these are typically occupations where these types of employment agreements are utilized. So it's good to use this as a factor to convey information to your current employees. And if you're hiring new individuals, this is also an issue to explore in the screening and hiring process.
Mm-hmm. Now, the confidentiality agreement is what I call the specific thing we're talking about right now. And this is where you actually sign a document that says you understand that you're given certain confidential information and you agree to protect it.
Exactly. And that's, you agree to protect it, you agree not to disclose it during employment or following employment, except for a certain job-related or business-related circumstances that are reasonable in terms of the use and handling of this type of information. So if you're out in the job and you're dealing with a client, and sometimes clients, your clients or customers may have similar
That's
concerns.
That's exactly right.
And they may expect you or your personnel or your service personnel coming onto their premises, likewise, to be accountable to sign some sort of
I have had to sign those.
Agreement.
You probably have, too.
Yes, I have. So there's a whole host of issues there that you need to consider, not only for your employees, but your vendors that you're dealing with. If you've got people coming onto your premises and accessing information, likewise, here's an area to be concerned about that it's not going to be disclosed inappropriately from these people as well.
And there never has been a time, Bill, when it's more important to be paying attention to our intellectual capital, because we have more of it these days than we used to, don't we?
We have so much more. We have a lot of it is computerized, so there's a lot of ways that it can inadvertently or intentionally get inappropriately
It's a lot more
disclosed.
Portable, isn't it?
It's much more vulnerable, and there's a greater potential likelihood for problems. So we need to really exercise care in terms of how we handle it, how we define it, how we communicate to our workers. And if issues are significant, then to define an employment agreement that spells the issues out very clearly.
Now you can help you can help them with the policies if
I
they
can help
need
with
help.
Policies, yeah.
But then you can also tell them when they need to be directed to an attorney to write up the agreement.
That's a very good distinction. That's a good way to put it, because certainly I'm not a lawyer. I'm a human resources
But you
consultant.
Need both.
And, yeah, both issues can apply, and defining employment policies, I can certainly help there. If you need issues in defining a written employment agreement, because of the legal nature of that, I would refer you to an attorney in your area.
Right. Bill, give us that website again, please.
Hubbert.com, H-U-B-B-A-R-T-T.
And how about the workplace, medical privacy.
And that relates a lot to these topics as well. That would be medicalprivacy.info, and we have information there as well.
Check it out when you get a chance. Bill, thank you for being here, as always. Good job. We'll see you next time.
Great. Looking forward to it.
Bill Hubbert, ladies and gentlemen. William S. Hubbert, to be specific. He'll be back next month. And I got to take a quick break. I'll be right back after these messages with our good friend Rick Pinion. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
One fine day. You're gonna want me for your girl.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.